Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. Feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts, and you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to anybody who took time out to listen to the show today at 6 o'clock. I know our time has been off for a minute, but I appreciate you bearing with me. I'm actually in this transitioning process, so this is working right now for me, but we're going to get back to 9 real soon. Just continue to bear with me, and we're going to make this thing happen. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via web, because I can't see you, but I do see the stats, and you guys are amazing. And for everybody who calls in, because I have more callers, more listeners via web. And just so you know, for anybody who's listening, if you want to be heard and you want me to be able to see you on the line so I can get you on the line, please call 323-642-1532. Again, the number to the Lyrical Cypher for you to call in and get on the line with us is 323-642-1532. I do want to give a big shout out to Nikki and Carlos the Poet. I call him DMX of Poetry, for getting on the mic and taking over the show for me for that 30-minute segment we had when my son got hurt with football. So I had an emergency, and I had to leave immediately. So I do appreciate you taking the time out to do that, you know, and rock out with me. So I just want to give a big shout-out to my host. I got him on the line right now, Carlos and Nikki. I just want to pay homage and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Anytime. Hey, China.
I appreciate it.
Check this out.
Yes.
C is for caring, and that's just how you are. H is helpful for those near and far. Y is for yearly, and that's for this is not just a one-time thing. And N is negotiable. You're willing to work with us regardless of what we may bring. And A is for awesome, with all the love that you share. And if you ever need my assistance, China, just call me. We'll always be there. Thank you, baby girl. It's just so happy you said that. And that was my little joint that I wrote for you today, China.
Thank you. You just don't know. You just don't never know. You got me crying
China,
a lot.
You
just don't never know.
Man, as much as you do for others, China, as much as you do for others, baby girl, as much as you look out for us, giving us the advice and stuff, then China, you helped me turn my life around. You know what I mean? So,
amen.
I mean, for me to sit there for 15, 20 minutes on it to hold you down, that was nothing. So, you know what I mean? Anytime
amen.
You need my assistance, baby girl, I'd be more than happy to help you if I can.
I love you, man. And I appreciate it. Because you just don't know right now. You know, I thank God I transitioned to my new job, and y'all probably saw my post but I'm in a uncomfortable place, you know, and in every area of my life, and I'm thankful for it. I'm walking into the unknown, but I'm going, and it's scary because you know what I'm saying, when you in life, you can't fear the risk. You got to take the risk.
No, you got to take the risk.
And,
that's faith. That's your
faith. You gotta go with it because that's what life is. Life is a risk. Every decision you make is a risk. You don't never know. Getting in a car, going to a job, being in a relationship, everything is a risk. You just don't know. And you can't worry about how it's going to go, how it's going to be. Because if you do, you're going to exhaust all the possibilities of it being anything. Or you even seeing that, you know what I'm saying, seeing how it grows and it goes if you're trying to figure it out. So thank you. You just don't know. Because sometimes, just what you said to me, I need you to send that to me. Because sometimes, when you get, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I give a lot. And sometimes, giving a lot, some people take you for granted because they think you're always just, you know what I'm saying, like, it's that you're supposed to do it. Like, I do it because I want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Tana, we all go through stuff, man. And that's something that I've, you know what I'm saying, and that's helped, you helped me see that. You know what I mean? As much as you sit around and try to help others, I know that, like, well, man, she got a life too. I know she go through stuff just like we go through. Life ain't just going to abandon her, especially when she's trying to do right. Life is going to come at her twice as hard because she's trying to
and
do
it
right.
Does. It does.
Trust me, I know. I know. I see things
going on
different times. So, and that's why why I praise you and give you glory, you know what I mean, for being inspiring, for trying, you know what I'm saying, for being positive toward people. I mean, so thank you again. Keep your head up, man.
Thank you.
There's not tears of sorry that you're sharing.
Yes, it is.
There's tears of joy.
You better say that. That's exactly what it is.
You know what I mean?
Because
I'm just
looking at how God blessed me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When God can bless you through your mess, like your mess, because sometimes some stuff be our mess. Like, okay, yeah, we know that people can do stuff to us. And, yeah, we can hold on to that thing, but holding on to that thing, we create the mess because we could have gave it up.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But instead, I hold on to the mess and justify my mess, and I don't want to do that no more. I want to be authentically, you know what I'm saying, authentically me. Like, I don't want to let mess depict who I decide to be. I want to just be me and free to be me. As opposed to trying to be what everybody want me to be for them, because it's amazing to me when I've been going through for the last going through since October, but the last 2 to 3 weeks ago, I've been going through a storm. Tsunami.
You better plead. The happier you are, the more that you could do for others.
Mm-hmm.
and you even told us that. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The happier you are. So you got to make yourself happy. And then when you're happy, then because you got the heart of gold, you'll be able to reach out and help them even more, whether they even realize it or not.
No, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying to you is when I was going through, you'd be amazed the people that want you to shut up so you can just hear them. And they don't want to hear you. And that's what kept coming at me. But guess what? God kept replenishing me with who I needed, not who I wanted.
That's how he works.
Yeah. But I appreciate it. Like, I appreciate the process, but I also appreciate the faith. You know, he showed me faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And then I prayed for the faces.
Mm.
So, I mean, I'm good overall. I'm thankful. I'm happy. I'm thankful. I'm glad God got me, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got me the place and the space that I'm in, you know? But it's just amazing just looking at – you already got me talking about my nuggets right now, but that's all I was going to talk about. You already got me right there. But please send me that. I need that on the shirt or something. Shoot.
I get it to you. I look, Joe.
Okay.
And I wrote this at the bottom. I said, yo, I just wrote this an hour before the show started today just to have something new to share with the show. And I always speak how I feel. And China, this is how I was feeling when I wrote this. Thank you for helping
Thank
me see
man.
The light. That's exactly what I wrote this just about an hour ago.
And thank
and
you.
I was, that,
the light
hey,
over
when
me.
You miss my phone call. That's what I was talking about. When you miss my phone call, I said, what am I going to use, China or Clavette? China or Clavette? And I was like, okay, I'm going to just go with China because it's a little bit shorter.
Look, I think that Clavette was Paul, and now China is Saul. No, Clavette was Saul, now China's Paul. When I look at my story.
So they're two different people.
For sure, you know what I'm saying? I grew up.
Yep.
Yeah.
We all did.
Let me get Nikki on the line. I gotta. What's up, Miss Lady?
Hey, lady, how are you? You over there teary
eyed. Got me crying and stuff. I'm like,
Don't be crying.
Yo, did you hit me with my joint? Oh my God.
Yes.
Get the life. I sure do need to get my life. Like, I've been crying tears of joy, y'all. I just got to tell y'all that because I just looked at how God has blessed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, how he's turning things around. And he turning things around, but he also saying something like, I'm just go ahead and tell y'all my nugget while I got y'all on the line. And I don't know if this can help either one of y'all or anybody who's listening on the line. This is my inspirational nugget for y'all. I feel like God is putting me in a situation, even though I know that I'm uncomfortable. Y'all probably heard me say this last week, but I'm adding for more to the pot of what I'm learning. Even though I'm uncomfortable, I'm finding comfort in my discomfort. But with that being said, he's telling me to shut up my thoughts and my feelings and let me work for you. Let me do what I need to do because get out of your head the expectations. Stop. Love is not logic. Life is not logic. If I give you a gift, I already gave you the tools to know how to do it. So what you worried about it for? You know what I'm saying? Don't be worrying about your finances. I got you.
And if we do what he tells us to do, the little stuff that we're looking for means nothing.
Exactly. And then the things that we think are big are minute to God.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you saying, oh God, I wish Nikki would just rub my feet tonight, you might not have to ask Nikki to rub your feet because she's gonna do it. She's gonna do it in her time when it's her time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to, for our love languages, it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen, not when you want it to happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just looking at life, love, God's love languages, because I'm pretty sure he got more to five. You know what I'm saying? But his love language, or however he sees fit, how he loves us, is amazing to me, agape love. You know, and then able to know that exists and be able to get it to somebody else is amazing to me because it makes me shut up and say, you know what? You got to get out of your mind. You got to get out of your feelings. You got to start trying to predict the outcome. Stop trying to have expectations on other people. Stop putting unrealistic expectations on yourself, you know, and stop putting unrealistic expectations on God because he ain't no genius. He going to give you exactly what you need, but you got to believe it. And stop trying to stop asking people for something that when they get it, you ain't going. I just had this conversation. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was upset with her dude. And she said, if he just do this, we'll be good. I said, that's a lie. I said, I'm going to tell you why it's a lie, because no matter what you say, you can't tell nobody how to love you. Because when you try to tell somebody how to love you, you're not going to be satisfied, because when they finally give you what you want, you ain't going to be satisfied, because in the back of your mind, you had to ask for it. So why not just be quiet and let God move on your behalf and keep God in your relationship, because that's the dynamic that's missing.
Yep.
Evangelism.
God is in it. He can work it all out.
I had to learn that from you. I had to learn that from you.
You hear that?
I remember you I kept telling
Bishop
you that.
Hill. You kept calling me Bishop Hill. You go Evangelist Roberts.
That's right.
But, I mean, that's what I got from it. It's like, you can do what you can. All you can do is, you know what I'm saying, I got this from my homeboy, 13. He said, all you can do is do what you could do when you could do it. And the rest, you got to give it to God. And then whatever you can't do, you got to accept the fact I can't do nothing else. Like, you can't make nobody love you. You can't make nobody do what you want. You can't make that money that you need for that bill to come ASAP when you ain't got nothing in your pocket. You got to trust and believe it's coming. You got to trust and believe the job is coming. Tears in your eyes or whatever. You got to trust and believe your kids going to turn around. Whatever it is that you, whatever your ailment, I'm saying, like the old folks say.
Right.
Whatever your ailment
whatever
is, you got to give that ailment.
Right.
Yeah, that ailment, you got to give that ailment to something bigger, God. You know, bigger than you, because the more you keep stirring the pot, you going to mess it up. But if you leave it alone, he can clean it up.
Yep.
And that's what I got. And basically the whole point about it is, shut up. Focus on me. That's my whole point. Shut up, meaning your thoughts in your mind, because Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, and they're not to hurt you. You feel me? He got hopes for your future. So if you can't believe that, then you ain't going to believe nothing else. And my grandma can say you believe that, let alone.
Jeremiah 39. It's not an Evangelist Roberts. You go, girl. You know more scriptures than I do.
Well, I'm learning from the pastor. You know, from the bishop here. You know.
It's all right, though. It's all right, though, baby girl. It's all right. You keep your head up. You keep doing what you're doing, and you know you're gonna be all right. And once you reach that,
amen.
That's when the door. That's the doors opening. So now your future is a whole lot brighter than. Then even
amen.
With whatever negativity come from, you ain't even worried about it, because he ain't gonna put nothing on that
I
we
can't.
Can. So
all
and
I can
you
do
and we ain't.
Is do what I can do when
and
I can
ready.
Do it.
You're gonna be ready for it. He's already preparing
amen.
You.
Oh so, yeah.
You know.
Well, you know what? He preparing me to shut up, and I'm all right with that. Like that. What you get what I'm saying? And that's why I was saying that. Like it sounds hilarious, and I had to find funny things. To make me laugh. I feel God has a beautiful sense of humor. But I feel like he prepared
mm-hmm.
me to shut up, to activate my Esther all the way turned up, like not a little bit of Esther for the moment or for a feeling or the suffice. But when I say activate my Esther, for anybody that don't know this, it's a little saying I can say to Nikki and different women I talk to. And for any women that listen, if you ever read the book of Esther about being slow to speak, quick to hear, being slow to listen,
mm-hmm.
and you know, like slow to anger and quick to listen. And I used to say that to you all the time on the phone. I know you remember this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Being slow to anger, because that anger, remember I said that feeling is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
How you really feel is going to show your action.
Right.
That love, because love is an action, it's not a feeling.
Yep.
You ever get mad with your mate and be like, I ain't doing nothing. And next you know, he come in and your heart beating right fast and you over there hugging him. You doing the opposite of what you said, girl. F him. Forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And God said the same thing. And he over there hugged up. Whatever. Like, oh, I thought it was over. Now we good. We over here looking popcorn like a mug.
Go eat your bologna.
Amen. Amen.
And we over
amen.
Here looking popcorn like a mug.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? But we all do it. We all do it because we focus
don't
on.
Don't be telling our business
I,
on this show. Does that, don't
I ain't
be telling our
y'all.
Business.
I ain't doing that.
Wait,
that ain't
what
I'm doing. I'm talking about in general. You called yourself out.
You heard what I told her. I said, go make you a bologna sandwich.
You want me to get on out of here? I'm almost done. I got about 11 more minutes. I'll be out the pump.
No, China, when I tell you between you and our pastor now, him and his
oh man, what happened?
You cannot imagine.
Right.
I mean, oh my goodness. You started it all. But now that we are in
amen.
The church that we are in, oh my God, it's wonderful, because we can actually have a conversation, and it may be debatable. Sometimes we're going to argue. But at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
it's not like we go to bed mad. Before it was like,
exactly.
mm-hmm, whatever. Like you said.
Right.
Now, we can't go to bed mad, because it's not in me to just
mm-hmm.
let it go.
Right.
And, you know, I thank you for that.
Amen.
You've shown me a lot. You've taught me a lot. I've learned a lot, and I listen. I may not think, you may not think I listen, But I do. I do. It took me a little bit longer to process, but I was listening. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I was listening. And like you said, God just wants you to shut up. I had to, take a step back and reevaluate some things, and I had to shut up too.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you, from the bottom of my heart. I don't mean nothing from the bishop in there.
Well, I'm just glad I helped in some way. Like I said, I ain't ever been married before in my life. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? My grandma, she was teaching me at a young age, and she told me something I told you a long time ago, is if, and it go for any mate, if he stray, you pray. If you stray, he prays. Because you got to still get back in line with God. You know what I'm saying? Because he take a detour. If he take a detour, he's like, Lord Jesus, ain't we supposed to be on this road, the narrow road? You're like, oh, shoot, we done got off on the left, and then she done got off on the right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we ain't on the same page no more, but that don't mean you can't get back on the same page. You just got to keep praying.
You got to be each other.
And keep believing.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh,
always
yeah.
believe.
But I ain't no pastor, y'all. I just try to give y'all what I got.
No, just evangelist.
Nah, yeah. I just say I am who God says I am. That's it. I don't want nobody to throw no stones at me. I ain't got time.
That's it. I can do what he says I can do, and I can conquer anything he says I can conquer.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But we do appreciate
you. Well, look, I don't took up. We out of time. Thank you. I appreciate y'all, too. You just don't know. So we got 8 minutes, y'all. What y'all got for me?
Oh, let me see. He already read? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he already read.
I did mine.
He did real fast. I wasn't even ready.
I got mine.
He gave me an uppercut.
I was on top of mine because I knew it was
coming. You hit me with that street fight. They're like, oh, you can.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh. Don't get it in that TV, man. I need that for inspiration.
Uh-oh.
She said don't forget to send that to her. That's the IT.
Hold on.
I got him.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
him. I'm going to read this one.
Okay.
It's called Queen. I am a queen on a quest to understanding, eagerly examining without being naive, knowing my value, seeing more clearly. I am the queen, quick to undress your ego every time, nottingly. I am doing fine, patiently waiting. When it's time, I am your queen, quiet, unbroken, emerging, and embraced by your name. So when you look at me, know that I am a queen. I is she, and she is me. Quaint, unfazed, embarking every day nicely. Queen. That is me.
Wow. Did you say quiet?
Yes, quiet. Quiet.
Let me find out. they go with a shut up, don't they?
They go with shut up.
Shut up. Yeah.
Look, I almost put shh. You hear that? Quiet.
That's my joint.
Right.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm-mm.
Guess what I'm making?
What's that? Bologna cheese?
Some gumbo. Girl, no. Some gumbo.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say I had bologna cheese, fried bologna cheese in a long time. But gumbo sounds good, too.
We were watching something on TV, and they was frying a bologna sandwich with some cheese on it. We was watching something on TV, and he called me in the room, and he was just like, look, they got fried bologna sandwiches. And I thought about you.
Oh, my God.
They was frying it up.
Me.
Yeah,
oh
they was frying
it up. I believe it. I enjoyed y'all. Y'all were awesome tonight. Y'all, I mean, that's what's up. Y'all got me. You done refueled me, and I just got off work.
Oh, how's it going? How's it going?
It is actually going great. I love it.
That's good. That's
I cannot complain, man. I'm very thankful. Just the different doors that are opening. I was overwhelmed yesterday, you know, just with thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was in the car. You know, I had my little moment of thanking God. For all the opportunities and different doors to open. I call it my screaming. That's
ooh,
when I scream.
That's right.
I be in my car, windows up, and I hit it with a doctor, you know.
Okay. That's right.
I had to go hard.
Mm-mm. See,
well,
God had to, like you said.
Huh? I didn't hear you.
I said, see, like you said earlier, God had to make you uncomfortable at your other job so he could
That's
put
right.
you where you needed to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I'm feeling, like, the discomfort, but I'm embracing it, you know, in all, you know, all areas of my life. Like, it's amazing how things are happening.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. That is awesome.
Well, I enjoyed you on the show tonight, lady. And
I
just want to chop it up. Thank you so much. So I want to give everybody this right here. And thank you so much. We had Nikki on the line. Everybody, you guys are amazing. I just want to thank everybody for taking time out to listen. I hope that within the growth that you hear from me, for anybody here on the line, different things. I know, no, this is not a gospel show or nothing like that. We joke around calling each other evangelists and bishops and stuff like that, but we are spiritual people. And I do appreciate having God in my life and being able to share that and fellowship with other people who fellowship with me as well. And so just having positivity in my life. I do my best to share that. And I also, if you notice, I do my best to be transparent with you because I'm not perfect, not by no means. And I do my best to, you know what I'm saying, like just to acknowledge that because I don't want to be placed on the pedestal. And I always say I don't want to be placed on the pedestal because people, you know, like they throw stones at you or you throw stones at yourself trying to live up to something that's not ideal. And all I can do is be me, you know, be the best I can be. And, sort through the crevices and the good things and the bad things and what have you, but just keep going. So I'm just going to encourage everybody here who's listening on this phone, via web, via phone, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep loving. Continue to make yourself happy. Continue to walk the path that is for you. Continue to keep that vision, you know, and it's good to have people who support your vision, you know. And continue to know that love is not routine. It's not consistent based off your checkoffs. Love doesn't keep score. And I say that, I'm talking about God is love. Love is God in any form of love you're talking about. But I'm talking about God is love. By God being love, he ain't keeping score with us. So why we keeping score with others? So I'm going to leave it like that. I'm going to drop the mic. And peace be with you. I'll see you guys next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I love you all, and be blessed. And keep growing.